Lord God Almighty, God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again we pray for his all holiness, Patriarch Kirill, Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia, for our Master, the Most Reverend Metropolitan Ilarionov, First Hierarch of the Russian Church abroad, and our Master, the Most Reverend Archbishop Mark, and for all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the much-suffering lands of Russia and Ukraine in the East, for their Orthodox peoples, both in the homelands and the diaspora, and for their salvation.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray that you may deliver his peoples from enemies both visible and invisible, and confirm in us oneness of mind, brotherly love and piety.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for this land, for our sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth, for all her royal house, her government and armed forces.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for our brethren, the priests, monks, and for all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for the blessing of a memorable holy Orthodox patriarchs and pious and Orthodox kings and right-believing queens, and the founders and benefactors of this holy house, for the newly departed handmaiden of God, the Matryoshka Barbara, and for the servants of God, the monk Spirit, and for James and Peter Ivan, Andreas, Alexander, and Gennady, for the handmaidens of God, and Catherine and Barbara, Anya and Nina, Tatiana, Mariana, Marianka, Dushanka, Denitsa, and Adelina, and the little child of God, Cassiana, and for all our fathers and brethren gone to their rest before us, the Orthodox here and everywhere laid to rest.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord,
pray to the Lord our God that he may hearken unto the supplications of us sinners, and have mercy upon thy servants, the archpriests Thomas and Peter, the priest Thomas and the martyr Jane, the child of God Audrey, for the servants of God Seraphim and Michael, and for Rich, for Robert and his family, for Guy and his family, for John, for Anthony and his family, for Anatoly and Kelvin, for Ray, for Howard, for Andrew, for the reader Maximus, and for the servants of God Michael, and for the handmaidens of God Svetlana and Aiden, for Lubov and Rodika and Nadezhda, for Nazilia Maria and for Sarah, for the nun Elizabeth and for Julia, and for the little children of God, Clarice and Henry, Meyer and Elijah, Vera, Imogen, and the little child of God, Prochor, and for Molly, and for all those who have been displaced from their homes, and those who have been forced to live in exile, and protect them from all tribulation, harm, and wrath and necessity, granting them length of days and relief from all their distress, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray thee, thou hast abhorred not the virgin womb, look down thou with mercy upon thy handmaiden Angelina, and bless the fruits of her womb, that her infants may grow healthy and well formed in body and intelligent in soul, that they may come to know thee, And do thou vouchsafe unto thy handmaidens in due course safe and easy deliveries. We fervently entreat thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Can we pray for the people here present that await of thee great and rich mercies for all the brethren and for all Christians?
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Can we pray for those who bring offerings to good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those that labour and those that chant, for all the people here present that await of thee great and rich mercies? Merciful God, art thou and the lover of mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Pray ye, catechumens, to the Lord. Ye faithful the catechumens, let us pray. The Lord will have mercy on them, that he will catechize them with the word of truth, that he will reveal unto them the gospel of righteousness, that he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Ye catechumens, bow your heads unto the Lord. So with us may glorify thy most honourable and majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Yelitzio Crescenni Sediti, O Crescenni Sediti, Yelitzio Crescenni Sediti, Dane Toto Crescenni, Yelitzi Verni, e Pacchi, Miran Gospodo Pamolim Sastupis, Passi, Pamilia, Sacranina, Sposhe, Tue, Blagodatio. Jacopo de Bai to be si Yakai Slava Shesi Poklenenye, at Sua Sunu Siltomoduku in Inre Pris Noiva Viki Viku. Aki Paki Mirum Gospodu Pamolin Sia. Zastu Pis Pasi Pamilia Sukondinas Borshitwe Blagadati. Jacob de Pod de Chavrit for set up Remenita be a slab of Osalayam at so soon as with Omaduko in Ine Prisno, Ivovikiviko.
Thank you.
Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia, our Master, the Most Reverend Metropolitan Hilarion, First Hierarch of the Russian Church abroad, and our Master, the Most Reverend Archbishop Mark of Berlin, Germany, Britain, may the Lord live forever in his kingdom, always and ever and unto the ages of ages. For the Orthodox people of the suffering lands of Russia, Ukraine, and the East, both in the homelands and the diaspora, for the Orthodox people of this land, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always now and ever and unto the ages of ages. For those who are sick and those who are suffering, for those whose lives are filled with anxiety, pain, or bereavement, for those who have been driven from their homes and forced to live in exile, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always now and ever and unto the ages of ages. For clergy, monastics, and laity, and all who are persecuted for the Orthodox faith, especially those who reside in the Holy Lands and the Balkans, for the founders and benefactors and adorners of this happy place, for you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always now and ever and unto the ages of ages. To the Lord. For this holy house, that then with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter herein, let us pray to the Lord. We may be delivered from all tribulation, wrath, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and offenses, let us ask of the Lord. Things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, a good defense for the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, immaculate, exceedingly blessed, glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. Compassions of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. One another that with one mind we may confess. That horse in wisdom, let us attend. Stand with fear, let us attend, that we may offer the holy oblation in peace. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto you.
Thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right. It is meet.
singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, crying aloud, and saying, my body which is broken for you, for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Thine own we offer unto thee, on behalf of all, and for all. Especially our most holy, immaculate, exceedingly blessed, glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary.
Thank you.
Clemens the First, remember, O Lord, our great Lord and Father Kirill, the most holy Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia, our Master, the most Reverend Metropolitan Ilarionna, First Hierarch of the Russian Church abroad, and our Master, the most Reverend Archbishop Mark of Berlin, Germany, and Britain, whom do thou grant unto thy holy churches in peace, safety, honour, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. And grant unto us that with one mouth and with one heart we may glorify in him the most honourable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
And may the mercies of our great God and Saviour Jesus Christ be with you all. Having called to remembrance all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts offered and hallowed, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, the lover of mankind, has accepted upon his holy and most heavenly and noetic altar, as an odour of spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord,
that we may be delivered from all tribulation, wrath, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Help
us, save us, have mercy upon us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and offences, let us ask of the Lord. Things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, a good defense for the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God. And vouchsafe us, O Master, that with boldness and without condemnation, to dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Yeah.
Спасас Твой силой слава Отца, Сына и Святого Духа, ныне и присно во веки веков. Bow your heads unto the Lord. Through the grace and compassions and love for mankind of thine only begotten Son, with whom thou art blessed, together with thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Святая, святую.